I sympathize with her in that. On the side of the pig, you get what kind of meat from the side?
Bacon.
That's after it's
cured.
And they don't talk about side meat. Salt pork. And the hard outer cover of the bacon, you've got to slice off. It's the, you can't eat it.
Skin.
We call that the rind.
Rind can be called the rind.
And you have milk. Stands around. It's you have a bowl of milk, some kind of milk. It's on its way of becoming cottage cheese. It's halfway there.
Sour.
They don't talk about curdled, lobbered milk or anything.
No.
Curdled milk, lobbered milk, clabber. Then we have cottage cheese. I suppose you call it cottage cheese.
That's right.
They don't have any other words than that. Dutch cheese, smear cheese. It's another
German. Well, I've heard both of those used, but we never did in our family.
It's cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Ever put a sweet liquid on a pudding?
Trying to think what they call that. Just stop that a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Dip is what we call it for the pudding.
I have an aunt that calls it dope. She put dope on ice cream, like a sundae. Chocolate dope.
Yeah.
They don't call it sauce.
No.
Would you use that word in reference to anything?
Sauce?
Mm-hmm. Cranberry, I guess.
Yeah, cranberry sauce, or a sauce that they make sometimes to put on meat or something like that. Sort of a dressing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have some food between regular meals, you say, I'm just going to have a little
piece.
And somebody asks you, when did you eat? And you say, at 6 o'clock we
ate.
And somebody might ask you, well, how often have you
eaten?
And you want some coffee? You go to the stove and say, I'm gonna go some coffee.
Well, this is off the record too, but I never drink it.
Oh,
so I can't go along with you on that.
Anybody around here a coffee drinker?
Yeah, I got a sister-in-law that can't go in the morning. We travel around together quite a bit, and she must have her coffee when she gets up before we can go very far, or else she gets headache.
Mm-hmm. But you never heard her say, I'm going to have to boil some coffee, or make some coffee, or cook some coffee? Or
no.
You wouldn't know what they'd use there.
No. They gave me castor oil in coffee when I had
that'll do it every time.
Had appendicitis, and it's cured me a coffee, which has been a good thing, because we had no coffee bill.
You ever make cobbler?
Peach cobbler?
Mm-hmm. That's one layer, like a pie, or
The cake dough, and then the fruit, and then some more cake dough and some fruit on top of it. And then some good rich cream makes it pretty good.
They call it cobbler though.
Yeah, peach cobbler.
Is that the same as a deep apple pie? Or deep, you wouldn't say deep peach pie.
No.
You don't use that word, no. Deep apple for pie.
Well, that's a different outfit.
Mm-hmm.